You're listening to The Hour of the Time. I'm William Cooper. Ladies and gentlemen, Barnes & Noble's Books by Mail is also now selling a book entitled 5-5-2000, Ice, the Ultimate Disaster, by R.W. Noon, spelled N as in November, O-O-N-E. That's 5-5-2000, Ice, the Ultimate Disaster, by R.W. Noon. Costs $12. It has 358 pages. It's available only in paperback. You can order this book from Barnes & Noble by mail by phoning 1-800-242-6657. That's 1-800-242-6657. You can also fax Barnes & Noble at 1-201-767-9159. That's 201-767-9159. Again, the name of the book is 5-5-2000, Ice, the Ultimate Disaster, by R.W. Noon. It's $12. 358 pages, available only in paperback. And you can get it by calling Barnes & Noble Books by Mail at 1-800-242-6657. Now, why should you order this book, folks? Because a very famous racist, whom you all know, who believes that there is a superior race of shepherd kings who is to govern all the other races of the world and all the peoples of the world. And he makes this disclosure in this book in an interview with R.W. Noon. Now, R.W. Noon is an author. He's a researcher. He's a man who's done an awful lot of good stuff. When the person in question who was interviewed and who made these statements, he also made the statement that Jesus Christ had failed, and now it's Lucifer's turn, and he's all for that. This person, when confronted with this, instead of dealing with the truth, for months denied it, flat denied it, said he never said any such thing. Then when confronted with the actual title of the book and the author and the interview, instead of telling the truth, he said that R.W. Noon is a drunk. How about that? The man in question, the man who's interviewed in the book, who says that there is a superior race of shepherd kings, and the man who said that Christ failed and now it's Lucifer's turn, is none other than Tom Valentine of the Liberty Lobby and Radio Free America. So get the book and read it. I've been trying to point out the Hegelian dialectic in operation for a long, long time. And now that the book is available again, there is no excuse for any of you not to read it. Mr. Tom Valentine also belonged to the Stell Group, which is a branch of Freemasonry, the secret societies of Mystery Babylon. He was given the Master Mason handshake in Washington, D.C. at Project 93, and he returned it, signifying that he is a member of the Mysteries. He was also, ladies and gentlemen, a member of the Communist Party. Now, if all this doesn't tell you something, I don't know what will. You see, I spoke this a long, long time ago, not to hurt anyone, but to let you know how the dialectic works. I've always told you, listen to everyone, read everything, believe nothing unless you can prove it. Now that the book is available again, get it, read it, and you'll understand why you get spun around in circles chasing your tail instead of dealing with the real issues. The Pennsylvania Constitution Party, Northwestern Area Chapter, for people from Erie, Warren, McKeon, and Potter counties, will meet Saturday, March 25th, 1995, at 6:30 p.m. That's the Constitution Party for Erie, Warren, McKeon, Potter counties in Pennsylvania. Meet Saturday, March 25th, 1995, at 6:30 p.m. in Youngsville, Pennsylvania, at the Island Park Building, Route 6 West. That's the first right after the Agway store. Route 6 West. That's the first right after the Agway store. For information, call Chris at 814-726-1797. That's Chris at 814-726-1797. Bring paper and pencil, folks. Now, one more time, I'm going to give you the information for Barnes & Noble Books by Mail. The name of the book is 5-5-2000, Ice, The Ultimate Disaster, by R. W. Noon. It's $12, 358 pages, Barnes & Noble Books by Mail. The phone number is 1-800-242-6657. That's 1-800-242-6657. Now, we have attention to be paid to the Conference of States. The Conference of States, the hour of the time, and some AM and FM radio stations across the country, the only ones who have covered this story, and the hour of the time is the only one who's been effective in stopping the Conference of States in several states. Next week, the vote will come up in Oregon. Will come up in Oregon for the Conference of States. All of you in Oregon. The name of the resolution is SJR7. That's SJR7. And these are the people you should call, and these are their numbers. Bev Clarno. Bev Clarno. 503-986-1400. That's Bev Clarno. 503-986-1400. That's the Speaker of the House also. The Majority Leader is Ray Baum, B-A-U-M. Ray Baum, B-A-U-M. 503-986-1400. That's 503-986-1400. Also, Leslie Lewis, 503-537-0340. That's 503-537-0340. Chuck Carpenter, 671-2779. That's 503-671-2779. Again, that's SJR7. That's in Oregon. Comes up for a vote this next week. So it's late tonight. There's not going to be anybody there over the weekend. On Monday, start calling and don't stop. Fax. Find out their fax numbers when you call them. And write. And tell them to vote no on SJR7 in Oregon. Also, in Nevada, it's coming up for a vote. In Nevada, it's coming up for a vote. Contact your legislators in Nevada to oppose the Conference of States. It's AB 99 and SB 127. AB 99 appears to be moving to the House floor for a vote early next week. SB 127 is sitting in a Senate committee. Begin phoning and faxing and writing now. The Nevada Senate, 401 South Carson Street, Carson City, Nevada, 89710. That's 401 South Carson Street, Carson City, Nevada, 89710. You can call the Nevada Senate at 702-687-5742. That's 702-687-5742. You can fax them at 702-687-5962. That's 702-687-5962. In the assembly, is the Nevada State Assembly, 401 South Carson Street, Carson City, Nevada, 89710. In other words, it's the same address, only you just change it to the Nevada State Assembly instead of the Nevada Senate. Senate 401 South Carson Street, Carson City, Nevada, 89710. You can call 702-687. Now remember, this is for the State Assembly. 702-687-5739. That's 702-687-5739. You can fax them at 702-687-5962. That's 702-687-5962. You can also call the State Assembly at 702-687-4848. That's 702-687-4848. I'll find out who is on the committee and call and write and fax all of those people. And make sure that you do this to AB 99, which is moving to the House floor early next week for a vote. And SB 127 is in a Senate committee. Now, you must address both of these, ladies and gentlemen. In Indiana, HCR 58, which is the Conference of States resolution, is coming up in Indiana. We don't have any numbers or any contact people in Indiana. Everybody in Indiana, get together and get moving and furnish me that information over the weekend by fax so that I can give it out on Monday night. Same with the people that we should be contacting in Nevada, for those of you who live there. Okay. There will be a hearing on Tuesday, March 28th, in the Tennessee Senate, the Tennessee State Senate. There will be a government committee hearing on Tuesday, March 28th. Make sure you're there, ladies and gentlemen, if you live in Tennessee. Now, also have something, you see, sometimes we all agree on some things. I have a message here from the Euro-American Alliance. We have checked on this, and it is true. This is a letter that Major Donald E. Clerken wrote to the president. He says, it has been reported that Gerhard Lauch, an American, I believe that's how you pronounce it, and I apologize if it's not, L-A-U-C-H, Lauch. Gerhard Lauch, an American citizen, has been kidnapped in Denmark, transported to Germany, there to stand trial for offenses against the German Federal Republic. Mr. Lauch is the head of the National Socialist German Workers' Party overseas organization based in Nebraska. Nebraska, that's here in the United States. The NSDAPAO publishes literature and ships it to those who request it all over the world. Those in Germany who are repressive of ideas have conspired to seize Mr. Lauch in contravention of international law. Lauch was not wanted for anything in Denmark. Would you kindly direct Mr. Warren Christopher to inquire into the methods used to trap Mr. Lauch in Denmark? Gerhard Lauch is not politically correct, but he is an American citizen. The German government should be criticized for its underhanded tactics. Ladies and gentlemen, that's a letter that Donald V. Clerken wrote to the President of the United States about this matter. We checked into this. It is true. I do not like socialists. I do not like the kind of literature that Mr. Gerhard Lauch is engaged in sending all over the world, but I believe in his right to do it, and I will defend it to the end. They had no right to kidnap this man in Denmark, an American citizen, and take him to Germany for a political trial because he has been writing what he believes and sending it to people. He is entitled to do that as an American, and I support his right to do that, and I would ask that you all write the President, write the Secretary of State, call the Secretary of State and demand that they bring him back to the United States as soon as possible. Don't go away, folks. I'll be right back.
Welcome to the New World Order. Never in human history has so few taken so much from so many as America's Illuminati and their warlords of Wall Street and Washington. In just 8 years, these banksters and international government gangsters took it from the greatest creditor nation to the largest debtor nation on earth. Our standard of living has dropped like a rock for 4 out of every 5 Americans. They have foreclosed on our homes, our farms, our factories. They've exported your jobs and surrendered our arms. You to be a slave from birth to grave. The banksters own the Federal Reserve. It's private. They own it. It's neither federal nor a reserve. The cashes make that fiat funny money stuff you call dollars for 2 pennies. They lend it back to us at full face value. Then charge you interest. You get the debt. They get the interest. They get the gold. You get the shell.
A new world order.
Controls the CIA, the FBI, the ATF, and the FDA. They don't give a damn about the POW and the MIA. Hillary, Billary, Hitler, Marx, and Mao. They want a new world order. They want it all. And they want it now. If the Illuminati imports the dope, they create the chaos, string us up, crush our hope. They created AIDS, put the designer disease to bring you down, to grovel on your knees. They want to vaccinate your child and give them the mark. They want to illuminate you and keep you in the dark. They want you to pay for it with plastic, surrender your soul. They want you under their thumb, under their control.
A new world order. A new world order. in. A new world order.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to read to you something out of a book published by the Philosophical Publishing Company, Beverly Hall, Quakerdown, Pennsylvania. It's written by a man named Reverend R. Swinburne Clymer, a man who claimed throughout his life to be a Christian. Reverend R. Swinburne Clymer. One of the symbols is the red rose with the wings around it, which also is the symbol of the sun, or the winged globe. And on the title page, The Science of Spiritual Alchemy, a semi-private text especially prepared for neophytes entering the August fraternity for study and training. Remember, Osiris was born in July, and Typhon, or Set, was born in August. All interpretations and statements made are based on the religious standpoint and the highest spiritual concepts of a dedicated servant of God. The question is, who is the God? And this is the man who wrote The Age of Treason. Reverend R. Swinburne Clymer claimed to be a Christian his entire life. He lists as his credentials on the title page, and all of you who tell me that there's no such thing as the Illuminati, listen very carefully. He is the Director General of the Church of Illumination, the Supreme Grand Master of the International Confederation of Initiates, the Supreme Grand Master of the merged occult fraternities comprising the Priesthood of Ith, the Sons of Isis and Osiris, the Rosicrucian Order, the Fraternitas Rosicrucis, the Secret Schools, the Temple of the Rosy Cross, the Hermetic Brotherhood, the Order of the Magi, and the Illuminati Americani, or to translate very simply for those of you who do not understand Latin, the American Illuminati. In the preface, it is the preface, and the page isn't numbered. I was looking for the page number. The New Age. Throughout time, the prophecy has been that there would be a new age, a new dispensation, a new covenant. This new age, this new dispensation was to have had its beginnings approximately 2,000 years after the time of the Christos, and it would be truly an age of manhood, honor, morality, and spirituality, and all those terms mean this new age was to have had its beginning approximately in 1888. Furthermore, it was the concept that there would be but one avenue of activity among the people, though of two types, those who, in the words of Revelations, would be the wheat, and the other, the tares. Now, I haven't got time to go into this whole book, ladies and gentlemen, because I want to open the phones later. But I will tell you this. When he's talking about the wheat and the tares, it's explained clearly in this book that what he means is the wheat is the Nordic race, the Anglo-Aryan race. All other races stem from Cain and are evil. The God that he talks about is not the God of the Bible. It is not Jehovah. It is who he calls the great architect of the universe. It is, in fact, Lucifer, and I'm going to read it to you in his own words. In his own words, their God is Lucifer, Satan. And let me see, where am I going to start here? The author, and I quote, "The author of the book, The Altar in the Wilderness, questions, why should the great archangel, who according to Christian mythology, was the first to leave paradise to assist humanity in its upward struggle, be regarded as an evil spirit? He it was that first whispered to the newborn soul a hint of its possibilities and awakened in infant man an idea and an inspiration to return to his birthright and become a god. It is the promise in the Garden of Eden of Satan to Adam and Eve that God had lied to them, that if they eat of the fruit of the tree of knowledge of good and evil, they will become gods. and they will not surely die. He goes on to say, and I quote, Satan's mission was a holy one. The soul could not forever remain in its childhood. The passive purity of the golden age must end, and the strenuous material life begin. Inherently perfect, the soul could not of its own accord conceive of what to do that its destiny be fulfilled. Satan supplied the idea and the incentive. Many of us recall an hour in our childhood when we heard from the lips of a grown-up friend a tale of heroic achievement or some stirring story which awoke within us a faint perception of our own potentialities. We were never the same again. The playthings, which a short time before had made us supremely happy, were cast aside, and we longed for manhood in a larger world. Perhaps in after years we realized that this story was the greatest influence that ever entered our lives, and that it spurred us to effort again and again renewed. For in the child, as in the man, there is no stimulation to endeavor so strong as the discontent with oneself caused by a new ideal. Wise indeed is the soul to listen to Satan and to choose to become as a god, knowing good and evil. To prefer torture and even seeming death to blind, unquestioned obedience, thus only can it fulfill its destiny, which is to uplift the material world through wisdom and love. We cannot redeem what we do not love. We cannot love what we do not know. Hence it is first necessary for the soul to know matter, to enter into it, suffer the limitations of form, and assimilate all the experiences which in the contact with the other forms can give. In time, the soul will learn that this contact with its resulting attachment to material things brings pain, and that nothing is so illusory as form. Then will it seek the within of matter, and here new and more elusive trials await it. For within matter, there is, as stated by Plato, a blind refractory force which resists the will of the great artificer. This force, it is that is symbolized as Satan, it is the creative fire, the struggling, differentiating, life-seeking, continual expression in form, it is individual effort, liberty, independence. Do you understand what I'm telling you? The Stell Group, the leader of the Stell Group, confessed and wrote that their god was Lucifer. Tom Valentine admits it in 5-5-2000. You just heard me read it from the own writing of R. Swinburne Clymer, the head of the American Illuminati while he was alive. You had better wake up, ladies and gentlemen. Why am I doing this? Because so many of you have called me a liar over and over again. Now I throw it in your face. Read the book. Read the book that I just read to you. Start studying instead of blindly believing. You don't know what you're talking about. You don't know what you're dealing with. You don't know the world that you live in, and you are not in any way, shape, or form dealing in reality. You had better wake up, and you had better wake up fast. Most of the leaders that you follow who profess to be Christians are not. They are the followers of Lucifer, and they lie. Lucifer is the father of the lie, the great deception, the great deceiver. And you are sitting in his lap, listening to his story, eating his food, taking his money, making his world. And if you don't stop, you will surely reap all the rewards that go with it. It doesn't matter if you believe in Lucifer or not. If they believe in it, it will affect you, I can assure you. That is why you are being taught now that everything that we know is right is wrong, and everything that we know is wrong is right. And that is why I am constantly under attack. Because I seem to be one of the very few who know it. and can prove it.
All of a sudden, in the middle of the night, there's a loud knock on your door. Behind you, something's not right.
Pull out your arms. Things have gone massively. We're here from the government. We're here to help you.
And I'm from the IRS with a power to pass. If you've got a complaint...
Hillary Salala, Reno Janet Dyke, reading the words of General Albert Pike, demonic founder of the Ku Klux Klan, engineer of the Masonic Master Plan. Pike said Lucifer is God across this land. And Clinton saying hit the mark in your right hand. While we're all dancing to the drums of uproar right, Clinton's preparing it for another huge tax hike. Order out of chaos, depression, inflation, create the panic and rape the nation. Crisis creation. Incite black and white programs, agitation by hand. While we're all dancing to the drums of uproar, right? Clinton's preparing it for another. Incite black and white programs. This for another crisis creation. All of a sudden, in the middle of the night, there's a loud knock on your door. Hey, honey. Something's not right.
Pull out your arms. Things have gone massively. We're here from the government. We're here to help you.
And I'm from the IRS with a power to tax. If you've got a complaint, say it in the back.
Get out of this house. Surrender your guns. Give me your gold. You better obey if you want trouble. Dance with yourself and do what you're told.
Ladies and gentlemen, the hour of the time is brought to you by Swiss America Trading. Swiss America Trading. They specialize in hard assets, non-confiscatable, non-reportable hard assets. What you need, real money, the thing that can protect what you have against what is sure to come. And it is sure to come, I can assure you. So call them. Ask them how you can get your hands on some real money, gold and silver coin. And do it tonight. Don't wait. Don't wait, ladies and gentlemen. 1-800-289-2646. That's 1-800-289-2646. You'll be glad that you did. Remember, the United States Code says that money is gold and silver coin. It says that it will be measured by a unit called a dollar. You see, a dollar is not money. It is only a unit of measurement. You didn't know that, did you? Well, you do now. They have taken the real money away from us. They've replaced it with paper, counterfeit, fiat, Federal Reserve notes. Do you know what a note is in the law? It's an instrument of debt. But it's a counterfeit note because it cannot be redeemed by the holder for what it is supposed to represent. So even that
is a lie. What makes it valuable? The number of fools who are willing to accept it in exchange of something that really has value. You see, money, commodities, products, homes, cars, stereo sets, gold and silver, jewelry, trees have intrinsic worth. Federal Reserve notes have no worth whatsoever. 1-800-289-2646. You'll be glad that you called. And you'll be glad that you took care of this and took the great burden off your shoulders. We're going to open the phones when I return, folks. The number is 602-337-2524. 602-337-2524. I'll bet you tonight we hear from some real whacked out loony bin types. Want to bet? Don't go away. I'll be right back.
All of a sudden, in the middle of the night, there's a loud knock on your door.
Hey, honey. Something's not right.
Throw out your arms. Mittens can fall fast and move. We're here from the government. We're here to help you.
And I'm from the IRS with a power to tax. If you've got a complaint, stay at the back.
Get out of this house. Surrender your guns. Give me your gold. You better obey if you want to come home. That's the best I can do with your gold.
Hillary Salala, Reno Janet Dyke, reading the words of General Albert Pike, demonic founder of the Ku Klux Klan, engineer of the Masonic Master Plan. Pike said Lucifer is God across this land. And Clinton saying take the mark in your right hand. While we're all dancing to the drums of Buffalo Bright.
Well, we'll be taking calls tonight, ladies and gentlemen. 602-337-2524 is the number. You can start dialing now, and we'll be taking your calls and hear what you have to say about what's going on around the country. We've been hearing reports this evening about strange and large troop movements in the area of 29 Palms, California, and other areas around the United States. We have no reason to believe that there is any danger. The headquarters staff of the Second Continental Army of the Republic has not issued any kind of alert and does not believe that there is any danger. However, if you believe that there is danger, the best thing to do is disperse. Disperse. Do not be found where you are expected to be found or anywhere near it. If you truly believe that there's danger. And that's for the decision-making process of your militia leaders. Or even you, if you believe it denotes an individual threat to your person. Good evening, you're on the air.
You know, from listening to your voice, though, I...
602-337-2524. Ladies and gentlemen, if you want to call and talk about something and show some intelligence, we'll be happy to talk to you. Good evening, you're on the air.
Hi, Bill.
Hello.
Yeah. I just heard you mention the Stowe Group on your show.
Yes.
I got one of their books out back a couple of years ago. I think the name of it was The Ultimate Frontier.
Yes, The Ultimate Frontier. Tom Valentine has stated on many occasions that that was the most important book that he ever read in his life.
I think it was written by a man by the name of Richard Kininger.
That's right. He is the one who said that the god of the Stowe Group is Lucifer.
Did he? I read that book, and I think that Mr. Kininger's great claim to fame is that someone once carved some very important information on his butt.
Well, let's not get into personal things. Let's deal with facts.
I think he said that.
Oh, okay.
I think he said that some grand exalted master is materialized in front of him in his childhood, and they carved secret symbols on his backside.
On his derriere, huh?
I think he said that. Pretty sure of that.
I may have. I don't know.
I think he said. Take a look at that book. I think you'll find it.
Okay, I will. I'll browse through it again and see if he... I know that he claimed that he met with the ascended masters on many occasions and that he thought that... he was going to be one of them, and he founded the Stell Group to be able to collect the cream of the crop of the what they call the Hyksos, what Tom Valentine calls the Hyksos, the master race of shepherd kings who will take care of the rest of us in our infancy.
They're a bunch of weirdos.
Weirdos. They're insane. They're the ones who are destroying the world, and while they're at it, they're keeping the rest of the people who can't discern what's going on, totally confused. Ordo ab Kao.
Ordo ab Kao?
Yes, that's their motto.
It's
the motto of the 33rd degree of the Freemasonry of the Scottish Rite of the Southern Jurisdiction.
Ordo ab Kao. Help me with my Latin here.
Out of chaos comes order. Create total chaos, and it gives you total control.
Hegelian dialectic.
That's right.
Okay, good. Thanks.
Make everybody feel afraid, and they'll beg you to protect them. That's what it's all about. 602-337-2524. Good evening. You're on the air.
Sir, here in South Carolina, Spartanburg.
Hello.
They took up guns, you know, back last fall. Said they're going to make a sculpture out of it.
You know what? I can't understand a word you're saying.
You can't understand me?
No, say it again.
Can you understand me now?
Just barely.
So they had a local collection of guns. Can you understand me now?
Who had a local collection of guns?
They took up guns. You know, gave you gift tickets for them.
Oh, gift certificates. Yeah, that's been going on all across the country.
I like a sculpture out of it put in front of a civic auditorium, and I saw the sculpture. They're working on it. It incorporates the pyramid. And the artist says that the pyramid had some kind of a mystical powers of unity and something else.
Oh, yeah. Tom Valentine wrote a book on the pyramids where he says that the pyramids predict the coming new age and the coming rulership of the this shepherd king race.
And they weld the guns on it. It's about 20 feet high, made out of stainless steel, and got the guns. And, I'll send you a photograph of it after they put it up.
He also wrote another book called The Life and Death of Planet Earth, Where We Have Been, Where We Are Going. It's very interesting.
Oh, yeah, and by the way, they're going to unveil it on April 19th.
Yeah, it'll be nice to have a sculpture made out of the weapons of the people that could have kept them free so that the slaves can be reminded of how stupid they are once they give them all up.
Okay, thanks.
Thank you for calling. 602-337-2524. That's 602-337-2524. Good evening, you're on the air.
Mr. Cooper,
yeah.
I've been trying to reach you for a while. A long time ago, I was listening to you, and you had a program on about the Kennedy assassination.
Yes.
And in that program, you said that you would later explain exactly why it had to happen in that Dealey Plaza in Dallas.
I have explained it over and over.
I know, and I missed it.
And over and over and over again. You'll have to order the tapes.
Oh, you have tapes. How can I order those?
Well, you can send us $1 in a self-addressed stamped number 10 size envelope. We'll send you a packet of information along with a tape list, and you can pick out whatever you want. All of that is included in the 41 hours of tapes we did on the Mystery Babylon series.
Yeah, and I'm calling from Connecticut, and sometimes the reception out here is really...
I can't do anything about that. I don't.
Oh, I don't
even want to waste airtime talking about it because there's nothing I can do about it.
Yeah. Well, good wishes to you.
Thank you.
Okay, bye-bye.
Thank you for calling. 602-337-2524. Folks, don't call me to give reception reports. I don't care. There's nothing I can do about it. It's up to you, through sheer weight of numbers, to call a radio station and the FCC and make them deal with it. And the FCC is going to tell you that they won't do anything, so you have to lean on the radio station. And what they eventually do is find a frequency with clear reception. And nothing will improve jamming if they want to jam us. Good evening. You're on the air.
Good evening. I'd like to say thanks for Veritas. Thanks for your show in general. I got my shortwave for Christmas, so I really enjoyed the Traeger series. I've heard it called that, that you did it the first of the year. And I was hoping you could include those references where it mentions the UN, U.S. Constitution appended by the U.N. Constitution in a upcoming issue of Veritas, as well as possibly the article from South Dakota Citizen.
Oh, you're going to get so much in Veritas, you're going to go into information overload and probably go hide again.
But just thanks very much. I really appreciate your work.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling.
Good night.
602-337-2524 is the number. Let's hear what you've got to say. Good evening. You're on the air. Hello.
Hey, Mr. Cooper. How are you tonight?
Good.
Good. Faxed you some information reference.
You've got to turn off your radio, my friend, and when you turn it off, you can call it back. 602-337-2524. That just blows my eardrums right out, folks. So if you call and you got your radio on, I'm going to let you go because I like to hear, you know, for the rest of the evening and tomorrow. 602-337-2524 is the number. Remember, when you call any radio station, always turn off your radio. Good evening. You're on the air.
Yeah, Mr. Cooper, I've been listening to you shortwave about 3 months now, and I'm a pretty good follower of most of the programs that come on. And I noticed that, you know, you critique Mr. Valentine quite a bit. I was wondering exactly.
No, I don't critique him. I have exposed him.
Well, I know that, and I was wondering basically, I'm kind of naive to this because I hear you mention this every now and then. I was wondering if you could just tell me a few points what a person should look for as what you have a problem with.
Weren't you listening tonight? What I have a problem with. Now, there's a real meathead sheeple if I ever heard one in my life. I don't have a problem. I don't care what anybody believes. What I care about is when they deceive people into following them by not telling them the truth about what they believe. You want to believe in Satan, that's okay with me. But when you deceive other people about your beliefs, like Bo Greitz did, going around the country telling everybody he was an identity Christian when all the time he was a Mormon, there's nothing wrong with being a Mormon, but he lied about it. He lied about it. And all of these Freemasons tell you that they're Christians. And they're not. They're lying to you. Good evening. You're on the air.
The straight jacket's on too tight.
Oh, there's another Looney Tune. No guts. Call back, gutless wonder. If you're going to make a statement, have the guts to stay on the air and debate it. But you can't. You can't. Socialists never can. These Looney Tunes never can because they can't stand up to the light of day. They're cockroaches scurrying behind the chair when I shine the light on them. And they profess that they love the light. You ever listen to them? They love the light. The light, Lucifer, the angel of light. Good evening. You're on the air.
Yeah, Bill. This is my name is Tim. I live out here in Hawaii. I got to tell you something I want to tell all your viewers, too. That what Bill Cooper tells you is absolutely correct, ladies and gentlemen. I have read all the books. I don't have all of his tapes, but I have a good number of them. I'd say at least eight of the videotapes. I have read 5x2000, and I concur with you completely. These people that you are speaking about tonight, you're right on the money with this whole thing. I've done some additional studies beyond this that ultimately led me beyond the Nimrod-Osiris connection, all the way back to Cain. There's a book, it's called Sargon the Magnificent. And I'm sorry my voice is breaking up. I've been trying to get through to you for a very long time to try to say this to you. And
well, just relax. You don't have to be nervous.
Anyway, there's a book called Sargon the Magnificent. And this is written by Mrs. Sidney Bristow, or Bristow, B-R-I-S-T-O-W-E. What it does is it's a history book, or it's an assessment of a number of writings of Assyriologists and Babylonian history, connoisseurs of the early 1900s all the way up through current modern day. She quotes a number of extremely noteworthy authors who have done this type of research for more than 40 and 50 years. But what she's done is she's gone and looked at all these different studies, and what she's able to do is she's able to trace the fact that Cain, who, as you know perfectly well, Bill, was the son of the evil one, and Eve, you know, contrary to the Christian teachings, that is what the Bible says, because you'll never find Cain in Adam's lineage, because he is not Cain's son, ladies and gentlemen. And this plan, this is what is known as the mystery of iniquity in the Bible. This is what it is. The mystery of iniquity is that this line of blood, they're the tares, the true tares, not what that other would-be claim the tares would be. They are truly the tares. And if you look it up in the book of John, I believe it's 13th chapter, you'll see that it says, and the seed that was planted in the night by the enemy, described by Jesus himself, says that the enemy was the devil, and the seed were his children. People, wake up and smell the coffee. This whole plot has been going on since the beginning. Bill Cooper is telling you the truth. You won't hear it any better anyplace else. I have read 130 books. This man keyed me into this with a videotape I saw 2 years ago, and I was in shock and couldn't sleep for 3 days. Bill says he couldn't sleep for 2 days when he found out. I was nuts. I was out of my mind. But I can tell you this, ladies and gentlemen, he is telling you the truth, the gospel truth. You look into the Bible and you'll find this out. This line is, the Sadducees, the Pharisees, and the scribes have said, surely we must kill him. Let me tell you something, ladies and gentlemen. Read Ezra and Nehemiah and you'll find out that a group called the Nephilim, which were Canaanites, which were sons of Nimrod, infiltrated the temple after the second building of the temple during Ezra and Nehemiah, several hundred years before Christ returned. And they continued to infiltrate the hierarchy, and the Levitical priests got lazy, and they traded off their priesthood to these half-breeds, and then ultimately, who gets in control of the Jewish religion, which, as you know, Bill, is no religion at all. It's Zionism from the, 13th century. It's an invention of the Khazarian Jews.
Now you're getting carried away now. This is not a religious broadcast. And it's okay to say what the Bible says and to say what people believe, but when you start to preach to my audience, that's when I've got to stop it. I appreciate your comments, and I appreciate your scholastic record and all of this kind of stuff, because you've certainly studied. Whether or not you want to believe all of this stuff, folks, as a religion, is strictly up to you. I don't preach to you. I don't tell you what to believe. I just tell you what I know, what other people believe, and what they believe is going to affect us all. All this stuff about the Jews ruling the world is baloney. I know a lot of Jewish people who are not out to get anybody. They don't know any more about all of this than you do. And there are several different branches of every kind of religion, including Jewish. There are Orthodox, there are religious Jews, there are atheist Jews, there are Jews who are helping to bring about this New World Order, there are Zionist Jews, and there are just as many sects and branches and fractions of Christianity and the Islamic faith and the atheist people and the humanist religion and everything else. So I appreciate you guys calling and sharing your information, but please don't preach to me or my radio audience. I don't do that, and I don't want you to do that. Remember, in this country, everyone is free to believe what they want to believe and worship at the altar of their choice. The only issue I have with any of it is when someone intentionally sets out to deceive someone else and thereby enslave them through that deceit. Good evening, you're on the air.
Hello, Bill.
Hello.
Okay, thank you. Look, I'm a student to the shortwave radio, and I've been listening to your program now for about 3 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
And I certainly appreciate the way that you present yourself, and therefore I've been up many nights late, and like the previous caller said, I've been losing sleep, but I'm glad of it. Now, look, I have a question here. I'm from the Boston area,
mm-hmm.
and I've been in with a group. It's a religious group by the name of the Baha'is. Do you know anything about them? I'm learning more about them.
The Baha'i faith is the only religion approved by the United Nations. In the resolutions passed by the United Nations, it says that under their rulership, you can belong to whatever religion you wish, as long as it is the approved religion. So the Baha'i faith is the only approved religion of the United Nations. Does that tell you something?
Well, yes, it does. But also, isn't the Catholic religion in the United Nations?
No.
Have a seat in the United Nations as the Vatican?
No, they do not have any status as a religion.
Oh, okay.
They have a seat as a nation called the Vatican State. They are not recognized by the United Nations as a legitimate religion, and neither is any other religion. The only recognized religion by the United Nations is the Baha'i faith.
Yes.
I'm not telling you they're bad, good, or indifferent. I'm just telling you the truth about the United Nations and Baha'i faith.
Okay, I just didn't know if you'd heard anything about their one world views. Or.
Yeah, they want one world government. That's probably why they're approved by the United Nations.
Well, thank you for your programming, and I'll continue listening to you. I appreciate your information.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Thank you for calling.
All right.
Well, folks, that about does it. I want to tell you all that, you know, I don't like to be the bearer of bad news. I don't like to be the one that has to shake you and bring you to a state of reality. But if there's nobody else out there who's going to do it, then I'll do it because it has to be done. And if you want to hate me for it, or if you want to love me for it, it doesn't make any difference. I'm concerned about liberty, all of our liberty. I'm concerned, deeply concerned, and so should you be. Good night, and God bless you all.
Government gangsters took it from the greatest creditor nation to the largest debtor nation on earth. Our standard of living has dropped like a rock for 4 out of every 5 Americans. They have foreclosed on our homes, our farms, our factories. They've exported your jobs and surrendered our arms.
They want a new world order.
Wants you to be a slave from birth to grave. The banksters own the Federal Reserve. It's private. They own it. It's neither federal nor a reserve. The cashists make that fiat funny money stuff you call dollars for 2 pennies. They lend it back to us at full face value. Then charge you interest. You get the debt. They get the interest. They get the gold. You get the shell.
What is
a new world order? A new world order.